We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, set your alarms and your reminders for about 10:59, because at 11 o'clock, Ryan Miller is going to join the show after he announced his retirement just a few weeks ago. Maybe a month ago? I don't know, a few weeks ago. And he's going to join us at 11 o'clock here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Pretty quiet in Saberland. Not much information to give you. Man, I got something in my throat. Not much information to give you here in Buffalo. So, you know, we'll talk about that at some point today. But cue it up, gentlemen. Marty here with us today. Instigators, as I mentioned, Rivs is ready to rock and roll. Cue it up. Cue up the Connor McDavid trade rumors. Ready. Go. He wants out of Edmonton. He's miserable. They lost four straight. How can you waste a perfect season that he just had? And they go and blow it in the first round. Oh my God. Hair's on fire. Let's get him out of Edmonton, boys.
Do I even dare go there?
Are you going to trade Jack Eichel?
Am I just
going
to throw a big bomb in the fire? Why not trade Jack Eichel to Edmonton for Connor McDavid? And I mean, This is going to be a very tough one for Connor McDavid to swallow. He had a storied regular season, you know, 105 points. And how many games did he play, Marty? Do you remember?
I think he played 54. Did he play all 56? No, he played 54.
I don't think he did. Yeah. Around 54 games, he had 105 points. He truly was special. And what's even more head scratching is he had, I think, 25 of those 105 points against the Winnipeg Jets.
They crushed the Jets, Riff. They like played the Jets and it was 6-1, 5-2. They crushed them. Now, I didn't take the bite, Petey, at the start of the show, and I'll tell you why I'm not taking that bite on McDavid, because after the game last night or this morning when it ended, Connor McDavid said, yeah, you know what? We're right there. This was a weird series. Like, you know, three overtime games, one in triple overtime. Game one, it was really a 2-1 game. It ended 4-1 with two empty net goals, but it almost like the Edmonton Oilers were saying, you know what? We did everything we could. It just, we didn't get the bounce. We didn't get the breaks. And that's what happened.
Is that what he's going with?
That's exactly what he went with last night. And it didn't sound like.
Is that what he was going with on the bench when he was snapping on?
No, he was telling everybody, get Puljujarvi off my line. I don't want to play with that guy anymore. But that's what McDavid went with last night. And he didn't go with like very miserable looking like this was, you know, no, he was almost like, He had made his bed and said, you know what? That was a weird series. We were right there. It was, could have gone either way. That's really what he said. So
well,
I don't.
He's smart. He's smart because I don't believe there's any way possible that Connor McDavid wants to be in Edmonton. Zero. From the day the draft lottery happened, can we cue that video up?
I get that, but
I think he accepted it. I think he accepted it because he didn't have a choice. He accepted it because he didn't have a choice, and he's accepted it gracefully. But I think he's actually had enough.
Why is that?
No, I don't think so.
Why is that, Petey? Why?
He had 105 points in a 56-game season this year. He had,
and they're out four straight in the first round. I mean, what do you mean? How? What is? It's clearly the regular season doesn't mean anything.
I get that, and you know what? We've seen that before. We saw Tampa Bay get out in the first round to Columbus in the sweep 3 years ago. What did they do the year after?
Made a lot of changes. Why do you ask why, Riv? Why do you ask
and
it like that?
And the Edmonton Oilers can't. And then the Edmonton Oilers will make a lot of changes. Now, on that roster.
Do they have the money to make the changes, Marty?
Yes. They have tons of cap room. Okay. They have the James Neal situation we talked about right before coming on the show. That's
I think every team in the league has a black contract, like the, yeah.
They have to figure out goaltending, which a few teams have to figure out. But Mike Smith, he was good this season. He was good in the playoffs, but Connor Hellebuyck is a much better goaltender, and that's why the Jets were able to win four in a row.
That's right.
And they pay Mikko Koskinen $4 million or whatnot, and it didn't work out. So they have the cap room, but you're right, PD. What did Tampa do when they lose four straight to Columbus? They say we got to get better. So last year at the deadline, they go and get Blake Coleman and Barkley Goodrow, and they acquire Pat Maroon, and they went and got a different look. They had the flexibility to do it. Not so much. Their lucky Kucherov was on long-term IR this year, but you have that ability in Edmonton, I believe, to reconstruct your roster. McDavid had multiple points in the series, but it really took until game 3 for him to get going. Draisaitl at multiple points.
Oh, Marty. You're saying that they have, like, you have to have that collateral to be able to go out and make trades for Barkley Goodrow and Coleman. Edmonton Oilers right now have a first-round draft pick this year in this year's draft, 2021. Yeah. They have no second-rounder. They have no third-rounder. They have no fifth-rounder. They don't have a lot.
They may have a better chance maybe free agency. And
they don't have a ton of stud young prospects. They're all in their lineup.
No, they're all in the lineup. And I think last night, the Edmonton Oilers played with four defensemen from the middle of the third period on. Darnell Nurse played over 60 minutes. It was the third or fourth highest minutes played in the game. We remember last year, Seth Jones played over 65, 67 minutes or something in the game. Like, they play with 4D. They need help at D. They need depth at forward.
Well, here's the thing. You have money that needs to go out and you need to spend. But here's the thing. Like, what do they do with Tyson Barry next year?
He was actually pretty decent.
He had 48 points. He had more points than any defenseman in the National Hockey League this year. But are you going to pay him the top dollar that he's going to demand?
Is he RFA?
He is an unrestricted free agent.
Unrestricted. Well, I mean, again, this is going to be a weird free agent season because the flat cap, a lot of teams don't have the money. If you're a free agent, you're looking at teams that have the money to say, this is where I have to sign to be able to maximize my contract. Yep. Tyson Barry may only have Edmonton as a team that he can say, hey, this is where I need to sign to maximize my contract. But at the same time, if you don't have bidders on you, well, you can only take what you're being offered. So
Edmonton doesn't have a very good team. I mean, when you look at their roster, they do not have a good team at all.
They single-handedly make the playoffs because of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, yeah. It's not basketball. The NBA can build a team like that. But so what happened in the playoffs this year for the Oilers, McDavid has 4 points, Draisaitl has 5 points, Cassian, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Puljujarvi, and Larson have 2 points, and after that, it's 1 point. There's not enough depth. I know they only played 4 games, but when you have, you know, your Juju Arcara and Alex Chiasson, and you have Yamamoto, it's not good.
They got Draisaitl in the draft. They got McDavid in the draft. They paid them a lot of money early. Okay, fair value for sure. I think when Draisaitl signed his deal, we all thought, ooh, that's a lot of money. But now it's probably one of the best deals in the league. McDavid signed his, and you're kind of like, ooh, man, they're really looking to keep him happy. And you know why? Nobody wants to go there. Nobody. They're going to have a very hard time. Edmonton, what were the three teams when we were players? Three teams that you didn't want to go to. I played in Buffalo, so I loved it here.
Yeah, but so it was Buffalo, went to other... Edmonton, and who would be the other one?
Oh, come on.
Come on. You were a
citizen. Ottawa?
Nope.
Nope. Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah, you're right.
100%.
Yeah.
But at least Long Island, you could sell it as your, like, it's New York City. Like,
it's not,
you know,
New York
guys,
City at all.
It's not New York City, Mark.
It's a train ride from New York City.
Yeah, I know, but some
and
guys.
It's a hell of a traffic jam from New York City. It's not New York City. I thought the same way.
And it's super crazy expensive.
When I played for the New Jersey Devils, when I took a 2-hour car ride into the city.
I get that.
12 miles out.
The Devils weren't so high on the list if they hadn't gotten their wins with Scott Stevens and Marty Brodeur. But I get what you're saying. The two teams were always Edmonton and Buffalo. Like, nobody wants to go to Edmonton. Nobody wants to go to Buffalo. That's what free agent was always like. That's why it's tough.
That's why they're gonna have trouble. So I mean, I guess Riff going.
Yeah, but they do have Connor McDavid. If you're a player and you say I'm gonna go play on Connor McDavid's team, that changes things a little.
Right. And isn't this exact conversation the one where you say clearly just McDavid and Draisaitl and a few pieces around them are not going to be enough to win?
Like, you know, you look at Jesse Puljujärvi, that Connor McDavid verbally said that, get this guy off my line.
He didn't say, I don't know that he said it, but he was.
You said that, Marty.
He was upset, and then the coaches made a change after. So that's what I'm saying.
But 15 goals, 25 points in 55 games. He was picked, I think, fourth overall, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You know, where... I just feel like this team in Edmonton lacks so many pieces. They lack so many pieces. They are, as much as they are making the playoffs, I really do think that they are nowhere near a team that's going to be able to compete for the Stanley Cup right now. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
Would the Oilers have made the playoffs if they were in the West Division with Colorado, Vegas, Minnesota, and St. Louis?
I don't know.
Would they have made it if they were in the East with Boston,
I think so.
Pittsburgh, the Islanders, and Washington?
No.
So here's the thing. They finished second in the North. The North was not good this year. Winnipeg should have been better, and they showed in the playoffs, but they didn't show well this year. Montreal is not a good team. We're seeing it right now. They're battling against Toronto because of Carey Price. But the North was not great this year, and it fell right onto the Edmonton Oilers' lap for McDavid to have a season that he had. But yeah. Now, all of a sudden, Winnipeg decides, hey, we can play hockey a little bit, and they shut him down.
So that's why I asked you guys earlier, and Craig was asking why. We didn't quite get to that. How does McDavid want to be in Edmonton? Because I feel like he doesn't I feel like he literally does not have a choice. He doesn't have a choice.
I don't think he has a choice right now. I really don't. I don't think there's a broken relationship. I think that he's a competitor.
It's nothing to do with relationship. I'm asking you, because if we can see this in Edmonton, like, it's going to be very hard for them to win. It's going to be even harder. And clearly he might
especially the cap not going up.
Yeah, he might have individual success in the regular season, but clearly they aren't a good enough team to get it done in the postseason. And he has to see that. He's smart enough to recognize.
Who'd they
that.
Lose to last year in the bubble?
So
Chicago.
Yeah, they lost to Chicago last year.
Who was one of the teams that limped in?
Yeah, with Montreal, both of them advancing last year. But
so
yeah,
if Connor
right.
McDavid goes to the general manager and says that I want to be moved, what does that general manager say? What's going to come out of his mouth?
We're going to try to continue to get better around.
No.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, no.
Turn around, get out of my office. You are not being moved. I will do what it takes to try and make this team better. You do your job, I'll do my job, but there is zero chance you're being moved. That's what would be said to Connor McDavid.
Right. I didn't suggest he's being traded. I want to make that clear. I'm just saying, do you think he's happy, and do you think he wants to be in Edmonton? Do you think he loves being an Oiler? Do you think he loves the fact that all this individual success he has in the regular season, you know, gets put to the wayside after being swept four straight? Like, how does he has a legacy that he wants to build, gentlemen? I mean, let's be honest. There's something here about McDavid that's it's about a legacy for him too, right? There's a lot of comparisons. Number one pick, generational talent. In his contract time, I don't know that he's going to win in Edmonton. And that has to weigh on a player like that. The questions were starting to be asked about Ovechkin. Crosby won fairly early.
True. So what are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying this guy must be miserable. He'll never say it.
One thing that Sidney Crosby did throughout his entire career?
He took a hometown discount.
Say it again, Marty.
He took a hometown discount.
In the biggest way, he should have been the highest paid player in this game for the past 10 plus years. And he's taken way less than what his market value was, which allowed them to sign another guy that's standing beside him in Yevgeny Malkin, who is a top five talent.
Who actually makes more than the guy who's better than he is.
Right. So Yevgeny Malkin should be making way more than what he's making right now too, but they took discounts. And what that did, it allowed them to work around and try and gather more players. You know, a Chris Kunitz they grabbed from Anaheim. And just over the years, they plucked these players to make their team stronger and better. And it's allowed them to win, you know, a few Stanley Cups. Right now, Connor McDavid's in a really tough situation. Now, I'm going to tell you this. He deserves every single solitary penny that he makes, the $12.5 million. But with what's happened, he signed that a couple years ago, okay? And now he's in a situation where, you know, pandemic has hit. You know, the players, the salary cap is not going to rise, which they probably thought it was going to. And right now you have the Edmonton Oilers. They're smothered. They're smothered by a contract that's $12.5 million. It's a lot of money to be paying one player.
And Jeff puts it in our rundown, but in the way that you also have to look as to when a player sign and what percentage of the cap he's signing the contract to. Connor McDavid's contract is about, when he signed, was about 15% of the cap at the time, where Sidney Crosby was 10.7%. So there's a big drop off in percentage of the cap as well. So that's what you got to do if you're a team. You have to hope that you can sign guys and keep them around for less money so that you can have money to spend on other guys. Tampa did the same thing. Tampa, they've got... Yeah. I mean, Stamkos at 10.4% of the cap. You got Kucherov at 11.7%, Point at 8%. You know, I know they're spending a lot of money, but they were able to get those guys in very, very reasonable numbers for the cap percentage to be able to fill it in with other people.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're just talking about Connor McDavid, you know, arguably maybe one of the, if not the greatest player to ever play, swept in the first round of the playoffs after having a season that we haven't seen in this league in decades. So it sparks an interesting conversation and clearly a lot of frustration worn on his face last night and directed at his teammates during the game. Ryan Miller coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll do dis or dat before that. But I want to talk to you guys, you know, big goaltending. I say controversy. Maybe it's not a controversy, but you got Spencer Knight winning a massive game for the Florida Panthers last night. You've got Bobrovsky, $10 million on the bench. First of all, let's talk about the impact this young kid's had on the team, but then also what kind of situation it's going to cause down the road for the team. But how did he look last night, Marty? I know, did you check him out at all?
Yeah.
You're laughing. What are you laughing at?
I'm going to tell you right now. It is mind-boggling how crazy this situation is right now in Florida, because you have Spencer Knight, who was drafted 13th overall a couple years ago. He's honed his skills, still a super, super young goaltender at age 20, but he has stepped in and Marty, did you watch Florida play last night?
Yes.
oh my goodness, how good is this young guy?
Listen, we all knew he was going to be really good. Now, yesterday in the game, he gets scored on his first shot, right? It's a 2-on-1, and Russ Golden comes in and scores on the pass across. And then he settled in. Now, so many times he made saves in the game where he was way outside of his blue paint. I think that may be a little over aggressive, but when you're feeling it, you're feeling it and you're playing. So that's totally fine. So let me just, I got to look and see who was the general manager when they signed Bobrovsky to that contract. Talon. So it was Dale Talon, right? So from 2017 to 2020. So here's what is incredibly confusing with this whole situation. So the Florida Panthers go out and draft Spencer Knight in the first round of the 2018 draft, Rivs? Do you remember what it was?
Spencer Knight, 2018, yes.
2018 draft, right? A week later, so they spent a first round pick on Spencer Knight, and a week later, they give Sergei Bobrovsky a 7-year contract on free agency opening day worth $10 million a year. You just drafted a guy that you're hoping in 3 years is going to be your number one or be on your team.
Yeah.
And you lock yourself up for 7 years with a guy like Sergei Bobrovsky for $10 million a year.
And like, you got to understand, $10 million in Florida is like $13 million here.
Anywhere
in,
else.
In, well, did they expect to need him this year, though? I mean, did they, not really. I wonder if under any other year, if he would have been brought out of college so soon. Like, I would have thought, because wasn't last year his first year at BC?
Yes, it was. But I still think that his progression was that he was going to move on. Next year, he was going to be a pro. But you're still you just got this new toy, right? That you're like, this is what we're going to spend our money on, our draft pick. On a first round pick. And then a week later, you disregard that we drafted a goalie in the first round, that we think this guy's going to be a stud. We are going to lock ourselves in with $10 million goaltending, which $10 million goalie, not a good idea to start with. Sorry, goalie union, but it's not a good idea to spend $10 million on a goalie. And two, for 7 years. So now if you're Spencer Knight, you're like, well, why did they draft me? I mean,
and they signed him when he was 30. They signed him when he was 31 years old.
Ooh, I mean, Bobrovsky?
Yeah. Like, he's 32 years old right now. He's going to be turning 33 in September.
It was the worst of contracts, worst of time. And then you know what? Chris Drieger this year saved Florida season. And we don't even talking about him because really he's walking out the door as a UFA and he's going to get contracts laid out in front of him. But
no, he's going to be with Florida, Marty.
Chris Drieger will not be with the Florida Panthers.
Yes, he will.
Why is that? Why would he be?
Because they're going to sign him to a contract that they're probably going to pay him $2.5 million for a 3-4 year deal. They're going to have Spencer Knight as their number one. And
what are they going to do with Bobrovsky?
He's coming to Buffalo. What are you talking about?
Oh my God, you're crazy. And we don't have time for we don't have time for these jokes.
You want to trade a bad contract for a bad contract?
No, I don't want a $10 million contract as a goaltender. No way.
Oh, listen, we've got a $9 million contract that's sitting on our team right now that really does us no good either.
That's fine. I'd much rather have the Jeff Skinner contract than the Sergei Bobrovsky contract.
You're crazy then.
You don't.
Because Sergei Bobrovsky
you don't.
Years left.
Marty,
I believe that. Marty,
Marty. You don't really believe that. You don't believe that.
I would believe that.
In
a heartbeat.
Okay. So Jeff Skinner will play 13 minutes a night. Okay. 14 minutes a night, maybe 15, whatever. Maybe he gets on the power play a little bit, gets a few goals here and there.
So he plays 13 minutes a night.
Okay. He's not.
How many are good minutes? Two?
It doesn't matter.
Two good minutes a night.
With Sergei Bobrovsky in net, you are basically relying on Bobrovsky to win you games and try to get you to the next level. And he has five years
on a contract that pays him $10 million. We need a goaltender. If we don't sign Linus Allmark, let Linus Allmark walk. We'd have to pay Linus Allmark $5 million anyway. Plus, we're going to have the Jeff Skinner So with those two guys, you're going to be paying $14 million. Why not just bring in Bobrovsky? He has a year less than Jeff Skinner. And guess what? In a couple of years, we're going to have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in here.
Yeah, so you're going to handcuff, you're going to have a $10 million backup if you, if everything.
Well, guess what? Right. We're going to have a $9 million guy on our cap that's going to play on our third or fourth line, healthy scratch this year for $9 million. And he has a year more. I'll take the five-year deal over the 6-year deal.
I can understand your thinking, and I don't think it's a flawed process at all. I think it's got some merit. I'm dead serious
when I say
that. I know. I'm telling you, I think it has some merit to it, but I would not do that at all. I personally don't.
Going to keep Jeff Skinner on our cap for the next 6 years at $9 million. Or you can take Sergei Bobrovsky, which is going to allow you to play. What happens if Sergei Bobrovsky really digs in and be like, you know what? I don't want my career to end like this. I want to really dig in and play some really good hockey. This guy was a Vezina Trophy winner, Marty.
I hate to squash this.
He has a no movement clause. He's not going anywhere. I just saw that too.
Yeah. And that's great. And you know what?
Great. Yeah. But you know what? He's going to get put in a situation where he is not going to be happy. Okay, he's not going to be happy
on his yacht, and he's going to be doing
lots of time for a yacht,
on the intercoastal. He's got his tennis ball machine there.
He's got his tennis ball machine
by the pool, by the ocean, by the boat.
He can keep that house. He can keep all that because he's got more money than God. And what he wants more than anything is to come, and he wants to play, and he wants to
have a little less money than God because taxes in New York State are a lot more. And, you know, he's not coming here. It's not going to happen. We just kiboshed that. But we got to go to break anyway because we have Disserdat coming up, and then at 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, that's about 34 minutes away, Ryan Miller will join us. So played with all of us here in Buffalo, and we look forward to catching up with him and talking to him about his retirement, what his plans are. Stick around, more to come. Disserdat coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to The Instigators on WGR 550 and MSG. It's time for This or That. Remember, 11 o'clock today, Millsy, Ryan Miller will be on the show, newly retired member of the goalie union and now the NHL Alumni Association, I should say, right?
I don't know. I have some good questions for him, though.
Yes.
I want to go. I want you guys to at least allow me, and I need you to help me press him on the issue a little bit. I want to know what happened in the locker room after the Lucic incident. I want to know what Lindy said. I want to know what the locker room was like. I think we need to talk to him about that. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. What was the mood like? I still feel like that moment was franchise changing at that moment when that happened, to be honest
with you. Okay. Well, I think, we will talk to him. We'll talk to him about that. But, so anyway, 11 o'clock, Ryan Miller. It's time for This or That. Let's start with a big blunder. We talked goaltender. We talked Sergei Bobrovsky just before the break. A big blunder in net last night happened in overtime. Pittsburgh's Tristan Jarry has the puck on his stick, wants to make a play up the middle, gets caught by Bailey, comes in and scores. So can the Pittsburgh Penguins win or can they not win this series with Tristan Jarry in net? This or that. Can they win or not win with Tristan Jarry in net? Rivs, go first.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Tristan Jarry this year has been pretty solid for the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, there was a bit of a blunder there in moving that puck. I think he could have made the easier play. But mistakes are made. This is a veteran, and I mean veteran hockey team that have been through the ups and downs of the playoffs. They will be focused, and they will be ready to play that that next game, because it's a do or die game. And I think you'll see a really strong Penguins team come out.
Well, listen, Jarry needs to steal a game. He needs to win the series. He needs to steal a game. That's what Sorokin
did. Is he capable of stealing games?
He's steady, but he's looked a little shaky. I don't know if he's capable of.
I don't know if he's got the ability to steal games in the NHL.
I thought he was going to be better in this series than he did. He hasn't showed up well this year in the playoffs. He did better in the regular season. So, Petey, this or that, can the Pittsburgh Penguins win a series or not with Tristan Jarry in net?
No.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that way, too. Like, he gets beat on the glove side a ton. The Islanders are wearing him down. I'm starting to struggle, which would mean that Crosby, Malkin, and those guys – could or would be out in the first round if that doesn't happen. Okay. I don't know that we talk since Nazem Kadri got suspended 8 games. I don't know that must have happened over the weekend. I don't think we were on the show. So the league got it right with Nazem Kadri. This or that, yes or no? 8 games. Was that the right move? PD, what do you got? Yes,
absolutely. And I hope when he appeals it, Gary Bettman just says to him, you know what? I'm going to give you 2 more games just for thinking that you could.
This is okay.
Just for thinking that
you
have.
That's right. You can't punish somebody for having a right to appeal a decision.
I just did.
Okay. So, okay, this or that, Rivs, did the league get it right? Yes or no? With Kadri getting suspended 8 games.
100%. It's fifth time he's been suspended. This is his third time that he's been suspended in the playoffs alone. He's a dangerous player. I like how he plays a strong physical brand of hockey. He's a skilled kid, a really good centerman, but he plays a dangerous brand of hockey. And right now he cannot be doing this. He's got to start thinking of, you know, these types of situations and rethink, you know, when he can hit and when he can't hit, because injuring players.
I agree. I actually thought it was going to be a 7-game suspension and they gave him 8. So I'm happy with that. But last time he was suspended in the playoffs, they suspended him for the rest of the first round, which ended up being 5 games because it was game 2 and they got to 7. So 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then they lost with Toronto to Boston. So he got suspended 5 games, which was the rest of the first round. Now he's getting 5 more games in round 2 because they swept St. Louis. Is that where the he's getting 6 more games in round 2, my bad. Is that where the hiccup is? Is because now the suspension goes so deep in the second round because they swept in the first round. Is that where he's hoping, you think, Rivs, that he's going to get a reduced sentence?
I will be absolutely shocked if he gets a reduced sentence. He does not deserve a reduced sentence. Right. This is exactly what he should have got. And he has to learn. This is his third time that he's been suspended in the playoffs. He's got to learn. And you know what? Hopefully he can rethink this when he's watching his teammates play.
And for those that, PD, maybe you can speak to that, but for those that think that because Tom Wilson got a $5,000 fine, Kadri's getting 8 games is over the top. It's 2 different plays. It's completely 2 different situation. I thought Wilson should be suspended. We talked about it. We thought Wilson should be suspended. But what Kadri did was an illegal check to the head. It wasn't roughing somebody. It wasn't ragdolling somebody. It wasn't pulling somebody's hair. It was an illegal check to the head, which is pretty dangerous, Speedy. I don't know if you have something to say compared to Wilson to the Kadri. And why one?
Oh, we mentioned it yesterday. Today. It was the league's explanation of the Wilson incident was pretty unbelievable. Seeing that I did called for like a
25 games, like a quarter, games. A full season.
Okay, that was a little bit of okay. My rocker that morning.
Another suspension, and that actually ended up costing the Edmonton Oilers. They were up 4-2 in game three. And then Josh Archibald decides to submarine Logan Stanley in the legs. Actually, it was 4-1. Perreault scores to make it 4-2. The Jets score two more goals to tie it 4-4, and they score in overtime in game three. Did the league get it right on Josh Archibald for the one-game suspension on the submarine? It was very dangerous, Speedy. Yes or no, this or that, right or not on the Archibald suspension?
Yep, I'm always in favor of a suspension, especially ones like this. It's dirty play. It's a dirty play. Simple as that.
It's a very dirty play. Logan Stanley didn't even have the puck.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close. And Stanley is a lot taller than Archibald. He knew that was Brad Marchand-esque to come in and submarine a player like that. I did not like it.
Well, Brad Archibald is not a small guy either, is he not?
Josh Archibald is not big. Look at the difference. We see it on MSG right now. The puck is nowhere near. He has the puck. It hit his skate. How does Archibald think he can hit Logan Stanley, let alone submarine him like that? That was awful. But do you agree with the one-game suspension, Rivs? Yes or no, this or that?
I don't know about a suspension on this. I'm not okay with the suspension. I think, what did he get? A 2-minute penalty, Marty? What was the penalty on the play?
It was a 2-minute penalty for tripping.
And it cost them, did it not?
Yeah, Perreault scored and make it.
That was more than enough. They lost the game because of this right here. But I don't think this is a suspendable play.
When you see Logan Stanley's left knee and it buckles in, it could have been a lot worse. So the league did not just wait to see if Stanley was injured or not. They said that move was dirty.
You got to suspend him, Riff. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I don't want to see other players thinking that that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. I see your point.
Like,
I really
know,
do.
Like,
see
that's
point.
A knee we're talking about on a big guy, too. But not that size matters. But I mean,
okay. I see your point on that.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let's talk about Connor McDavid and other players that are out of the playoffs right now. McDavid, this may be a weird summer for Connor McDavid because the Oilers have some decisions to make. But will he or will he not finish his career in Edmonton? So McDavid will or will not finish his career with the Edmonton Oilers, this or that. Petey, what do you think?
No chance. How many years left on this current deal? Six?
Six.
And he'll be how old? 30? 31?
Yes, 5 years left.
5 years? So, yeah. No. 5 years. He's same with Matthews. Matthews would be a Coyote in 4 years.
Yeah, but Matthews' contract is a lot shorter, right?
Yeah, so maybe less than that, maybe 3 years, maybe only a three. No, he signed a 6-year deal, 2 years ago? So he's got 4 years.
Yeah. I think Connor McDavid's going to be 30 years old when he's done this deal. And I don't see Connor McDavid being a lifelong Oiler. I think he will choose to.
Where's he going? Maple Leafs. He's definitely going to be a Maple Leaf.
If Matthews is not there, Matthews in Arizona, as you pointed out, then they would have the space for him. Because by that point, both Matthews and Tavares and Marner would be out of their contract.
You know, these elite players, these super elite players, it seems like it's almost like they don't want the long-term deal anymore. Hence, you look at, you know, Austin Matthews. It's a lot of money, believe me. But now Austin Matthews gets to pick and choose where he wants to stay, where he wants to go, and where he wants to play. So I don't think Connor McDavid will be a lifer in Edmonton.
Okay. Marty freeze?
I think Marty froze.
So let me ask you something on that. Over time, Riv, do you think that players have realized that long-term deals, while financially secure, aren't always the best scenario for the player? You see a lot of guys now, as we talk about, that are finishing their careers in miserable situations because they've signed this long-term deal,
PD,
and they're there. Oh, he's back. He's back. He's back.
I'm back here. I don't know what happened there. I actually could hear you guys. I just couldn't speak. I was frozen, but I could continue to hear what you were saying.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Exactly. You assumed I did not. I did. That's Jackie Chan. Okay. Ovi will or will not break Gretzky's record as a Capital. Basically the same thing. Will Alex Ovechkin stay in Washington his whole career? And if he has a chance to break Gretzky's record, will he or will he not do it as a Capitals? This or that? PD, you go first.
He's going to do it as an Oiler. playing alongside Connor McDavid.
What's Ovi's contract like, Riv? Do you know right now off the top of your head?
He's
next
up.
It's nine and a half.
UFA.
I know, but is he up? He's a UFA.
He's up. He's a UFA. He's in UFA.
He's okay. Maybe the easier question would be, is Ovi a lifelong Washington Capitals? Is he a lifer? Will he always be in Washington?
I don't think he is. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yes!
I'm going to tell you why. I honestly believe that Ovi's probably going to sign a two-year deal with the Washington Capitals. This team, Backstrom, John Carlson, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, Kunetsov, they still have a group of super high-end guys that is going to help Alex Ovechkin continue to score goals, okay? There's going to be a point in time when Nick Backstrom, his level of play is going to drop. TJ Oshie is, you know, how old is TJ Oshie right now? 33?
34.
34 years old. There's going to be a point in time when his game starts to drop. Okay. That's going to affect Alex Ovechkin and his goal output. So I think there's going to be a point in time when Alex Ovechkin is going to want to continue to push for Gretzky's record. And why not? After, you know, Ovechkin's made $150 million playing, why not go to a team that is going, where you're going to be playing with players that are just automatically going to make you better?
Go to Florida with Sasha Barkov and Sergei Bobrovsky and take less money, make it happen. They're going
to
enjoy.
Well, you say that, but you know, if Florida says, listen, Ovi, you come here to Florida and we'll play you with Huberto and Barkov. Does he go?
Probably.
If Toronto Maple Leafs say, hey, listen, give us a super hometown discount, let's try and win a Stanley Cup here in Toronto, you'll play with Mitchie Marner and Austin Matthews.
Yeah, but he's Backstrom. Unless Backstrom leaves, then it's a different story.
I know, but Backstrom's getting
Backstrom's
old.
Got four more years on his contract. It's, I know. But
you get what I'm saying, though. Backstrom is getting old. He's not Mitch Marner. He's not Austin Matthews. Yeah. How about Edmonton? Hey, Ovi, come here. We'll play you with Connor McDavid. Okay. That sounds good to me. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, he will score.
Break the scoring record as an Oiler.
As an Oiler.
That is the most unbelievable. That's what I want. That's why I said he's going to the Oilers.
Do you not think that Alex Ovechkin, at the age of 37 years old or 38 years old, will be put in a position to say, listen, Backstrom is not going to help me get to where I need to get to. Kunetsov here, and you know, he's checked out. You know, he's wanting to go back to Russia.
He's still in the COVID protocol.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at Alex Ovechkin saying, I need help and I want to go with the most elite players possible to help me break this.
We have to get to break, but maybe you're right. Maybe Ovi, I think Ovi's a lifer in Washington, but maybe he breaks or gets close to Gretzky's record with another organization. I don't think that would be the Edmonton Oilers, but you don't know.
Yeah, he'll always be remembered as a Capital. He'll always be a Capital for sure. That's the kicker to that
there's
point.
That's
why it's going to be easy for him to leave.
There's guys that should never leave their organization, and Ovi is one of them. Like Marty Brodeur leaving New Jersey for St. Louis. Are you kidding me? Like, that doesn't work. That just doesn't look right. Well, you know, Zdeno Chara leaving Boston to Washington. We got used to it. Because he played well, but when somebody doesn't play well, it's
You know, Zdeno Chara played in the Islanders.
Well,
He was an amazing player in Ottawa. Then he went to Boston. So Zdeno Chara moving to Washington Capitals doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, Washington losing Ovechkin would be different. But anyway, we got to take a quick break here because we have one quick segment, and then it's Miller time with Ryan Miller at 11 o'clock. So, and Petey's got some tough questions he wants to ask him. So stick around. We're going to take a short break here on the WGR 550 and MSG. It's the NCAA.
Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, we got a couple minutes here, then we'll break, and then we'll come back with Ryan Miller. And yeah, I look forward to chatting with Millsy. guys have anything fun you want to ask him? Anything you remember? Craig, do we want to reminisce about the hallway antics when he stuck his head out of the door and told us to grow up? And I messed up my hair from the COVID and stuck my head out. And I was like, what's going on out here? What's going on? I tore my shirt off, Marty, and I stuck it out like I was sleeping. I was like, what's going on out here? What's all the noise? And Mills is like, shut up, Petey. I know it was you.
Yeah, you should have been in your room then, Petey.
Yeah, good captain.
All of us were trying. What are you talking about? I was in my room.
You were in your room.
Yeah, but you got to make sure everybody else is in their room, Captain.
It's not my job to make sure everybody.
What do you think the captain does? Checks curfew. Goes door to door.
He's keeping guys loose.
Yep.
It was only 11. It was 11:29.
In the morning. Just returning.
No. But, yeah. Yeah, Millsy was upset the next day. There's no question. I'll tell you right now.
You know who's even more ticked off than Millsy?
Who?
Palmer. Remember that one trip when I went into Palmer's room?
What happened?
So
I ended up in Palmer's room one night on the road. I couldn't find my room, but
I think we can ask Millsy this question. Who had less fun playing in the National Hockey League? Millsy or Palmer? This or that? Who was trying to have the less fun?
This was Millsy when we would go out sometimes. Because if I'm going out. All right. I'm going out. I don't know what's gonna happen. Okay. Like, I just expect the unexpected. Don't plan ahead. This is what Millsy would do. He'd get in the car, you'd pick him up, or he'd meet you and he'd go like this. He'd have his faint hand like this. And this wasn't circle of trust. This was zero shot roll tonight. Zero shot roll. I'm going zero shot roll. I'm like, okay, Millsy, I'll see how long that lasts. So here I am doing shots, trying to get him to just have one with me. You know what I mean? Didn't work. Instigators, we'll be back. Ryan Miller going to join us. And we'll try to have a little bit of fun with him as he has announced his retirement from hockey. And what's next? Stick around. We'll find out.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.